Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Helder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen? So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Praise be to God. So at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your joy, your grace, and your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge that your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. When we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today, Lord. And, oh, Lord, when we leave this place, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left it. Lord, we thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for everything you're doing. And we thank you for everything you're going to do. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come glory, God is one.
what to do. I was having problems, so many in my life, but I knew that he could make it right, so. It's so brand new. Yeah, my favorite song, Jesus. I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me. But with you, I have the victory, victory.
So just
God, thank you for being completely pure and true. I thank you, the Holy One, that you made a way through your Son, Jesus Christ, to allow me into your presence. Even though you are holy, you desire my heart and want to share an intimate relationship with me. Your holiness is the beauty I see in this world. And I thank you for blessing me and blessing the earth by reflecting your holiness in your creation. Amen, amen, and amen. So you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Your
simple song. Go like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve.
Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Didn't we simply say, you deserve. Couple say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah. All of the glory, yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you. Y'all got it now, come on, say it. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you. wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see, he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be uptight or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see, he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some would ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Holy God, we ask you for your patience. We ask you
to continue to show us favor and patience as we strive each day to be more of a reflection of you than we have been in the past. We know the lack of pure holiness in our spirit saddens you, and yet you still love us. Make our heart holy like yours. Speak to us before we make wrong choices or as we are thinking wrong thoughts. You know how to speak to us in a way that we can hear. So please intervene in our life and empower us to live in holiness day in and day out. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. On this 9/22/22. Praise be to God. And the title of this message is The Protective Word. The Protective Word. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 28. And it says, "Be careful to listen to all these words which I command you, so that it may be well with you, for you will be doing what is good and right in the sight of the Lord our God." Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. The writer says, throughout his word, God is clear. His commands are meant to safeguard us from danger. You see, at times we may see something or someone we want and cannot imagine why our longings could be contrary to God's will. But the Lord precedes the danger associated with it, and he doesn't want us to destroy ourselves. Rather, he wants us to take hold of his plan for our lives. So God's commands are not meant to prevent us from enjoying life. On the contrary, they are meant to lead us to life as its very best. At its very best. This is why the Lord told Joshua in Joshua 1:7, "Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Therefore, trust what God tells you through his word, even when it seems restrictive or doesn't make sense. Heed his warnings so that all may be well with you and you will do what's good and right in his sight. Because that always results in blessings." Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was an inspiration unto you as it is unto me. Let us pray. Jesus, we trust what you tell us and we obey. Thank you for keeping us safe. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening, the protective word.
To God be the glory.
At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting. Amen? Praise God.
You came to change my life. You thought I was worth saving. You thought I was to die for.
Amen. In Exodus 20 and 5, and the NIV says, "You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." Elkanah, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Let us pray. Elkanah, you are a jealous God. We give you praise because of the restraint you have shown in our life. Each time we place something higher than you, sometimes we look to another person to solve our problem or provide what we need or what we think rather than looking to you. But we know that your character as Elkanah feels displaced or hurt. We adore you, for you are strong. Elkanah, yet you also show us grace and favor. Amen, amen, and amen.
Let's all hold hands.
Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread, which is entitled People Who Need People. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans chapter 16, verses 3 through 16, where it says, Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in the ministry of Christ Jesus. In fact, they once risked their lives for me. I am thankful to them, and so are all the Gentile churches. Also, give my greetings to the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear friend Epentus. He was the first person from Providence of Asia to become a follower of Christ. Give my greetings to Mary, who has worked so hard for your benefit. Greet Andropicus and Juna, my fellow Jews, who were in prison with me. They are highly respected among the apostles and became followers of Christ before I did. Greet Ampelitus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Eubanius, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Statius. Greet Apelles, a good man whom Christ approves. And give my greetings to the believers from the house of Aristobus. Greet Herodonian, my fellow Jew. Greet the Lord's people from the household of Narcissus. Give my greetings to Typhonia and Typhosa, the Lord's worker, and dear Persis, who has worked so hard for the Lord. Greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. Give my greetings to Ashnikris, Philegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who meet with them. Give my greetings to Pelopius, Julia, Nerus, and his sister, and to Olympus and all the believers who met with them. Greet each other in Christian love. All the churches of Christ send you their greetings. Amen. Praise be to God. A lot of names and hard to pronounce. Amen. The text for this message is coming from Romans 16:16. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings. The writer says, again, the title of People Who Need People. And the writer says, in his Hall of Fame career as a sports writer, David Kindred covered hundreds of major sporting events and championships and wrote a biography of Muhammad Ali. Growing bored in retirement, he started attending girls' basketball games at a local school. Soon he began writing stories about each game and posting them online. And when David's mother and grandson died and his wife suffered a debilitating stroke, he realized the team he had been covering provided him with a sense of community and purpose. We need them as much as they need him. Kindred said, This team saved me. My life had turned dark, and they were light. How does a legendary journalist come to depend on a community of teenagers? The same way a legendary apostle leaned on the fellowship of those he met on his missionary journey. Did you notice all the people Paul greeted as he closed his letter in Romans 16:3-15? Amen. Greet Andronicus, Andronicus and Junia. He wrote, my fellow Jews who have been imprisoned with me, in verse 7. Greet Ampilatus, my dear friend in the Lord. He mentioned more than 25 people in all, most of whom are not mentioned in Scripture again. But Paul needed them. Who's in your community? The best place to begin is with your local church. Anyone there whose life has turned dark, as God leads, you can be a light that points them to Jesus. Someday they may return the favor. Amen. Question, who are the people you know you can count on? Ask God to give you that kind of friend. How can you be a friend like that? Amen? Think about those two questions. Let us pray. Father, what a friend we have in Jesus. May we be that kind of friend to others. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our daily bread for this evening. And while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. Praise God.
withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
Amen. Praise be to God, withholding nothing. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. To God be the glory.
your word. You're going to break out the praise. Last time, would somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Praise be to God. We got to get out of this war. Now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome, thank you.
Praise God, it's in your hands.
My, my, my. My, 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 my. My goodness, I tell you, time is flying. Ooh. I looked at Monday and I woke up again. It was Thursday. I said, oh, good Lord, time is flying. We almost in October.
Amen.
You know what? God has been doing some awesome, awesome, awesome things for all of us.
Yeah.
And I know that there are some going, where's she been at? I ain't even getting nothing awesome. You woke up this morning, huh?
Hallelujah.
You were able to walk around your house. Mm-hmm. Some of you may have even gone to work. Come on now.
Come
you
on gotta that.
See how good your God really is.
Amen.
You know, they wait until something
yes.
good happens, and then they go, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. How about this? When things are not looking so good, are you still saying God is good? You know what? King David said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
And his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. You better Amen. Come on here. I'm trying to help somebody right now. My goodness, glory to God. When you say, I will bless the Lord at all times, when I'm going through, when I'm not going through, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm mad, when I'm glad, I will bless the Lord.
That's right. Yes.
Come on now. All times mean all times. It does not matter what you're going through. Because you know why it doesn't matter? Because you know that, my goodness, Gordy, you know that with God, all things are possible. For
Amen.
Them that believe.
Yes.
So, you know, it's possible that he could come in the next second and
mm-hmm.
turn things around.
Mm. Yes, yes, yes.
Come on now. You say, my goodness, glory to God. Here's the thing. The last time I checked, I looked in the Bible. He said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith did this. Your faith did that. Y'all caused me to move.
Whew.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Lord.
I haven't seen it in there where he says, your tears caused me to move.
Mm-hmm.
Your worrying caused me to move. Your situation caused me to move. Oh, my goodness,
mm-hmm.
God, I love you. Okay, don't make me preach before I gotta preach. Oh, well, I'm here now. Might as well keep going. It does not say because of your situation, because you're worrying, because you cry, because you can't sleep, because you stressed out, that that's what's going to get him to move. No, you know what it says? Your faith. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lady crawled on her hands and knees, touched the hem of his garment. He said, who touched me? I did, Lord. Okay, your faith has made you. Come on now. The woman with the kid that was sick. Oh, it's not good to give the children's kid the bread to dogs. I'll be a dog. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Can you help her? That's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith has healed her. Come on now. He said, your faith, because you know why? Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
It takes faith for God to move. Not tears, not worry, not stress. It takes faith. And guess
yes.
what? Oh, I got to say this one last thing before I get into this word. Why you think you fooling Kathy? Oh, no, uh-uh. I trust God. I believe. I got faith. And guess what? If I can see you over there stressed out, you know God seen you before you stretched out. He was listening to your thoughts. He was watching your heart race up and down. Cause you to do that? Anxiety does. Stress does. Faith causes you to stay calm and say, all is well. I'm sorry. Aren't you the lady that your son is dead? What did you say? I said all is well. Oh, okay. That's what faith causes you to do. My situation may look like it's dead, but oh my goodness, I serve a God, woo, that can resurrect. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. God, I love you. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today, oh God.
Thank you
for life, health, and strength. Thank you because you woke us up. Clothed in our right minds, divine healing, then our bodies, oh God, you saw fit to allow us to see another day. And
yes.
for that, we give you praise, honor, glory. Thank you, God. You didn't have to allow me to wake up this morning, but you did. And I'm saying thank you. I am
thank
so
you.
Glad, oh God, you gave me another shot at life. I
yes.
am so glad, oh God, you gave me another opportunity to get it right. I am so glad that mm-hmm. when I gave up on myself, you did not give up on me. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving me the way that you do. Thank you, God. That's the prayer we got to have.
Yes.
You make a praise to God for you. Thank you. I'm still here. Thank you for loving on me. Thank you for watching out for me. Thank you for blessing and keeping me. Even when I didn't want to be kept, I wanted to go over here and do what I wanted to do. You had your angel snatch me back.
Mm-hmm.
Said, not today you won't. I want to go. Let me go. No, not today you won't. Come on now. You know, sometimes we forget the purpose of the Holy Ghost, the purpose of God's angels. And if you forget the purpose of the Holy Ghost, the purpose of the angels, chances are you're going to forget the purpose of your God. My goodness, glory to God. And that is to bless you and not to harm you.
Preach. Yes.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you today, because this word is going to do everything that you set it out to do, oh God. It is going to bless your people. It is going to encourage them today, oh God. Oh, my goodness. It's going to remove that heaviness that's been weighing them down, because they think you have forgotten them. Songwriter said, I am not forgotten. Not forgotten. Huh? God has not forgotten me. Or yes. You. Or you. Or you. Or you. Thank you, Father. Have your way with this word right now. Use me as a vessel here to preach your word, oh God. Not my word. Let your word come forth. That all under the sound of my voice is going to be blessed. We ask yes. All of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, I feel like I already preached. I'm ready for a nap. My goodness, glory to God. Ah!
Yes.
Ooh! Here we go. Ooh, we're coming from the Gospels. Yes, Lord. We are going to be coming from the Gospel of Mark. That's all the way in the middle of your Bible. Yes. All the way in the middle of your Bible. We're going to be coming from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, 31 through 42. Thank you, God. Yes, oh God. And it's a familiar passage, but guess what? He's got a twist on it today. You know how I love it when he go a different direction. Thank you, God. God is good, good, good. I don't know what else to say except he is good, good. Like, good. You know what? I know this sounds a little crazy, but I was in the office yesterday, and one of my coworkers introduced me to these onion funions or something, little round onion rings or something, I don't know. And so she said, I only got a little, but I'll share what I got. I said, oh, bless you. So I took her, I said, I don't even like eating onions like this, but this looks so good. And I got her on office, I started eating. I said, oh, my goodness. I ran back to her office. I said, you ain't got no more? Losing my mind over a funion, onion, whatever the thing is, onion rings. If I, my goodness, y'all better ride or die with me today. If I could lose my mind over a funion that has, cannot give me life, cannot wake me up in the morning, cannot heal me when my body's all messed up, can't deliver me from things I'm not supposed to be. Woo! If I can do all that over a funion, you mean to tell me I can't get excited about my God? Who does have the ability to do all that?
All right.
Thank you, God. A funion. I lost my mind because I ran back down the hall and tried to get some more. Yes, I did. You know what? On that note, thank you, Holy Ghost. I was in the office today and I wore a dress. I usually wear pants. I had on a dress. And the ladies was like, they're seeming to you leave the house? I said, what in the world? So at the end of the day, I go into the office and I said, ladies, I'm out. I got the roll. And so my boss was standing there. He said, you look so pretty today. Where you going? I said, to preach. She said, oh, you want to preach? Call my name out. I said, should I call your whole name out? She said, my whole name. I want him to hear that it's me tapping on the line needing help. I said, okay, will do. Her name is Nicole Bumpus. Yes, it is.
Amen.
I said, I will call your whole, I said, should I say Nicole? She said, say my whole name. I said, you know he already heard it even before I say it. She said, say it anyway. I said, I will, Nicole Bumpus. You know why? Because I want God, my goodness, glory to God, I want God to see how serious I am about the ones that he loves. If someone comes to me with a prayer request, if someone comes to me and says, say my name, I'm going to do just that. Why? Because she's the lady that touched the hem of his garment. She didn't say, pray for me. She said, say my name out.
Amen.
So you know what that means? In her mind, all you got to do is say my name and God know what I need. Oh, my goodness, that was good right there.
That is powerful.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah. So the woman that touched the hem of his garment, she ain't gone. She just got a new name, Nicole Bonnet. Huh? She just touched the hem of his. She said, just say my name. I said, will do. I done said it about 5 or 6 times, so I know God heard. Yes, sir.
Yes, he did.
It's real. It is real, real, real. Tell me to say your name, pray for you, pray for your uncle. You give me whatever to pray for, whatever to tell God, I am going to tell him. You know why? Because, number one, he heard you when you said it.
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me back up. He heard you before you said it. Okay.
Come on,
you were just thinking about it. And so because he heard you say it to me, oh, my goodness, glory to God, now he's got to watch Kathy to see what Kathy's going to do with it.
Yes.
My goodness.
Say my name.
Yes. You know, one guy got on, he got on the line last week, and the next day, you know what that little rascal told me? A guy came in and he wanted something, and I said, okay, so I went back in, I told somebody, I told the person I was supposed to tell. They said, okay, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I went back there. I said, hold on. I guess they're going to figure out how to help you. I goes in there and try to give me a little bit of fruit for my lunch. The dude that was on the line, he says to me, Miss Kathy, what are you doing? Remember what you said about kindness and how we treat? I said, shut your mouth. You done got on the line one time, and now you want to use it against me? I looked at him. I said, let me go help this young man. Why? Come on now. Because as you're talking the talk, others are looking to see if you're going to walk the walk.
Amen.
Just that Amen. Quick.
Amen. Yes,
others
they will.
Are looking to see how you live out your lifestyle. They are watching you. Yeah. Yeah. We're either going to help draw them to Christ or cause them to run in the other direction. I don't want to be the cause of anybody running in the other direction. I want to get to those pearly gates, and he look at me and say, well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And
yes.
I can stroll on in. Ha! He didn't got to say my name. I can just stroll on in because he done said, well done. Get on in here. Here I come. Here I come. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Jesus said he went to prepare a mansion. You think I don't want to get in one of those mansions?
Absolutely. Oh,
you think I want to struggle down here, go through all of this, and get there and still got to struggle? I sure don't want to burn up. Y'all see what happened to me when I went to Arizona. I burnt to a crisp out there. I said, oh, Lord. I know I don't want to go to hell. Heaven is my desired place. Here we
Amen.
Go.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Yeah, so I did what I had to do. I called her name out. Now we going to speak. Oh, so glad this word's going to be short and sweet. Yes, it is. There was another young man that called me on the line yesterday. You know what? Right when I couldn't see my purpose, for where I am, because I look at everybody and go, y'all know I'm a receptionist. Y'all know I'm a receptionist. They say, you are not a receptionist. I said, y'all know what I am. But guess what? I am a receptionist because I'm receiving a whole bunch of folks to Christ. Yeah. Amen. I'm sitting here being an ambassador. Yes, I'm an ambassador for Christ. Because the young man, he calls me up. He says, Kathy, I need this. He hangs up, he calls me back. Miss Kathy, I'm sorry, I forgot, I need this. I said, okay. So I help him. He says, Miss Kathy, I know you're getting tired of me. I said, no, what you need? You know, now, don't get me twisted now, thinking, oh, she's so nice. No, the devil is a liar. I cannot tell that lie. Because by the sixth time, he's like, okay, what is it? What do you need? Why? Because I'm still in this flesh. My flesh be like, you can tell me this that last call or the call before that. But this happened to be a good day. And so I said, no, what you need? Oh, God, I love you. I love you with every ounce of my being. Now, because I did that, guess what? That next call that should have drove me over the cliff, he said, Miss Kathy, I need something. I said, what you need? He said, I need a word. Give me a word. I said, you need a word? He said, yeah, come on, Pastor, give me a word. I said, the word is call in on Block Talk Radio tomorrow at 7 p.m., and you're going to get a whole bunch of words. He said, okay, send it to my phone. I said, okay, I don't know if he on or not, but I did what I had to do. I said, that's your word right there. Huh? Come on now. You got to recognize when God is creating opportunities for you to get in there and talk to them about the goodness of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Indeed. I gave him a word. I said, yeah, call in the Block Talk Radio. There's your word right there. He said, send it to his phone. Ah, I tell you, poetry going on up there. And I'm so blessed that God chooses to use me to encourage or love on or tell somebody about Jesus. I am so thankful that he uses me. Am I worthy of it? Not always, but I'm still thankful that he does. Yes, amen. I am. Yes. Here we go. Mark 14:31-42. You guys. Okay, here we go. And I'm coming from the Gospel of Mark in the middle of your Bibles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mark is the second gospel. Okay, Mark chapter 14, verses 31 through 42. I told you I was going to be short and sweet. But Peter kept insisting, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. And all the others said the same thing. Then they came to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus told his disciples, sit here while I pray. Mm-hmm. He took with him Peter, James, and John. Look, he brought that circle down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't always take everybody that's with you where you're going. Some people got to wait for me right there. I'll be right back. Wait right there. Yeah, you can't take them all with you. Evangelist Hilda, you're going to have to mute that call.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay, thank you, because that's a lot of noise. Okay, here we go.
I think you have something.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you. Love you, but we just want to hear the word, and the background noise can be a little distracting. But it's okay. All you got to do is put your phone on mute. Here we go. Verse 33, he took with him Peter, James, and John and began to be deeply troubled and distressed. Mm. Then he said to them, my soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch. Another version in the Bible says, tarry here and keep watch. I had to use that word tarry because you don't hear it as much anymore, right? You used to go to church and they say, okay, we getting ready to tarry for the Holy Ghost. And you like, ooh, we going to tarry for the Holy Ghost. You know you're going to be tarrying for days because that means you ain't leaving until he shows up.
That's it.
And after a while, a couple of hours, you're like, well, is he here? Is he here? No, just tarry. He's on the way. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait. He's coming. You know, and a lot of times he's there. Oh, my goodness, this is good. A lot of times he's already there. He's just not making his presence known yet. Ooh, that was good right there.
Amen.
If you know that your God is omnipresent and Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one, then you know that the, ooh, God, I love you. Then you know that the Holy Ghost is already there. He's just not making his presence known yet. Let's see if they're going to tarry. Let's see if they're going to wait on me. If you don't wait on me for this, you're not going to wait on me for that. What's that? Whatever you stand in need of. Okay, as soon as I take too long, you're going to go on off and take things into your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Everything God does, he's teaching us.
Yes.
Teaching us to trust him. How do you know? If he's looking for you to wait on him, it's going to take trust to wait. Because you got to know that no matter how long he takes, he's going to show up on time.
Amen.
Because you're thinking, okay, it's done been 5 hours, and it's been 5 minutes. See, that's how our bodies are. We don't want to wait. We want something in the microwave right now. Thinking it's been 5 hours, and it's been 5 minutes. But when you really, really need something, it just seems like it's taking forever to get the help you need. But it's not, because he's always going to be on time. Ha ha. Here we go. Verse 34. He said to them, my soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here or tarry here, meaning wait for me here and keep watch. Verse 35, I'm in Mark 14 and 35. Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour would pass from him. Verse 36, Abba, Father, he said, all things are possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not my will, but let thy will be done. Verse 37, then Jesus returned and found them sleeping. Simon, are you asleep? He asked. Why are you not able to keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation, for the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. Your body is weak. Spirit is willing. How do we know it's willing? Look at verse 31. Peter kept insisting, even if you die, if I have to die with you, I'll never deny you. Well, how you going to know if I got to die, if I die? You sleep.
Exactly.
Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. You don't know if I'm still alive. You over there sleep. Your spirit is willing to go where I go, Peter, but your flesh is what's weak, right? I know your heart. You desire that nothing happens to me. You want to be right by my side, but your flesh says, I'm getting a little sleepy. What's taking him so long? He's only been gone less than an hour, huh? Come on now. He asked, well, you're not able to keep watch for 1 hour. Watch and pray so that you, not me, you will not enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. The flesh is weak. He says, watch and pray so you won't enter into temptation. Wait a minute. I thought we was here for you, Jesus, because you said you're going to pray. You need this. You're the one that's weak. Uh-huh. But I'm not weak to the point that I'm going to enter into temptation. He said, you need to watch and pray so that you don't enter into temptation. My goodness, glory to God. You think you're here for me. You're really here for you. Oh, God, here we go. Yes, you are here for you. You know how I know? Because guess what? I'm not dying for me. I'm dying for you. Right? I don't know sin. Sin has never barked on my doorstep. But it has on yours and yours and yours and yours and Kathy's. Uh-huh. So I'm here to die for you. You think you're here for me. No, I'm here for you. Okay? Watch out now. My goodness, glory to God. And so he's saying, watch and pray. You know, I want to understand how this body really works, because nothing has changed. Yeah, I know God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I get that. But so are we, okay? Because even though it was Peter, James, and John back then, now it's Kathy, Sally, and Billy, right? Because you're supposed to be in there praying, you in there sleep. Soon you open the Bible, you get sleepy. Soon you got to kneel down on your knees. And, oh, don't get me started, because the ladies, they came in there with their pillows, and I brought my pillow too. And I kneeled down on my pillow, and I went to sleep. They said, baby. I said, yeah. They said, what you doing? Ain't we going to go to sleep? No, daughter. We didn't come here to go to sleep. We came here to storm the gates. The gates of hell should not prevail. So we're going to storm the gates of heaven and make sure they don't. Okay, so I don't know what that means, but so we're not going to sleep? No, we're not here to sleep. We're here to pray. How long are they going to be praying? All night if it takes that. And maybe the next day too. I thought, oh, the Lord, surely they're not going to stay up all night. Them ladies moaned and groaned, and they never went to sleep. I kept dozing off my eyes. I was like, oh, Lord, Jesus. You know, I know they just got tired of waking me up and just said, leave her alone. That's the weakest link. Push her on to the side. And I woke up and I was on the other side, because we don't need you trying to distract us, because guess what? Even though they had a made-up mind they weren't going to sleep, do you know what happens when you got somebody in the midst of you, keep falling asleep, they're going to make you sleepy.
Yeah.
So they took and pushed me to the side so they couldn't see me. And I was, look how deep of sleep I was in. I ain't even know them ladies had moved me.
Wow.
I tell you what, the youngest one had to be 65 or something. Don't want no young lady. These were the mothers of Zion. Okay? The mothers of Zion. And how they managed to get me over there, I do not know. But I tell you what, don't mess with the mothers of Zion. They got the strength of, oh, my goodness. You look at them and you're going, they can't even hardly stand up. They all bent over and everything. Stop messing with one of them. You'll see just how strong they really are. Why? Because they're not operating in their own strength. They are operating in the strength of the Lord. Yes, sir. Verse 38, watch and pray that you will not be, you not enter into temptation, for the spirit is willing, the body, the flesh is weak. Again, we went away and prayed. Again, he went away and prayed, saying the same thing. And again, Jesus returned and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. So he said, you sleep again? Now, just imagine. Oh, this is good stuff right here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God done told you to do something, but you haven't done it yet. Why? Because you tired. I'll get it later. I'll get it. So guess what? Even though your eyes are not are not clothed, you're considered asleep to him. Why? Because there's no movement. You're not moving in the direction he told you to move in. So you're as if you're asleep, right? If you look in the book of Peter, Peter says, be alert. Stay alert. He says, be sober-minded.
Right. Yes.
Stay alert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or else as if you are sleepwalking because you're not accomplishing what God sent you to accomplish.
Amen.
That's good right there.
Mm-hmm.
So not only was he saying it to Peter, now he's looking at us right now. He's saying, y'all still sleep? Because guess what? He's not saying you in the bed under the covers with your head on the pillow. He's saying that you're not accomplishing what he sent you to accomplish. The same way he looked at Peter and all he told him to do was to wait and watch.
That's right.
Are we supposed to be doing the same thing?
Waiting and watching.
We're supposed to be praying. We're supposed to be watching. Come on now. Wow, the devil is duking us on a daily basis. He's got us so distracted with life. Okay, here we go to the end. He went away, said the same thing. Don't go to sleep. Just watch and pray. Tarry right here. And again, Jesus found them sleeping. Their eyes are heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. No, you don't know what to say to God when he says, Kathy, why are you not doing what I told you to do? I'm going to do it, Lord, because guess what? This is not your natural mother or your natural father. No, Ma, I was getting ready to do it. I'm going to get it done. No. When God says to do something, the late obedience is still disobedience.
Yep.
Guess what? God works in timing with us. If he says, Kathy, I need you to go across the street right now and give John $20. Ooh, the devil is a lying guy for 30. I ain't going over there right now. Okay, I guess I'll go. I'll go over there in a minute. So then in an hour, I go strutting over there. Here you go. God told me to give you this. Guess what? Billy gone. He ain't even standing there no more. Because everything that God tells us to do, it is in a timing. Why? Because he has things in place to receive us when we get there.
Amen.
Yeah, he knows why he's saying do it now, do it tomorrow, do it the next day. And guess what? Just because you run and do it today and he told you not to do it till tomorrow, that's still disobedience. Because he told you to do it tomorrow, not today. Things are not in place yet to receive you. Ooh, my goodness, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord God. And so verse 41, when Jesus returned for the third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping? You resting, huh? He said, well, that's enough. Come on, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Oh, my goodness. He said, my betrayer is approaching right now. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen. The title of this message is A Good Example. A Good Example. Wow. Well, you see what Peter said. Peter said, even if you die, I'm going to be right there with you. I'm going to die. If you got to die, I'm going to die with you. No, you're not. Before the crow strikes three times, you're going to forget you know me. No, I'm not. Oh, okay, sure. We'll see. Well, see, that was his spirit. His spirit was saying, I don't want anything to happen to you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to be by your side. I am there with you. That was his spirit talking. Just like when Jesus turned around and said, who do men say that I am? They said, you the prophet, you Elijah, you did. Okay, who do you say I am? thou art the Christ. Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, Peter. That was his spirit talking. The spirit of God was speaking to Peter's spirit. And at that time, he says, Simon, no longer will your name be called Simon on this rock. Peter is the rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he changed his name to Peter,
mm-hmm.
right? His name was Simon. Now watch this. We going on through this. A good example. When he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he had all the disciples with him. And he looked at them. He said, okay, y'all wait right here. Wait right here. I'll be right back. I'm going to go in there and pray. He said, Peter, James, John, y'all come with me. Look mm-hmm. how he narrowed down his circle.
Yes.
See, this is the thing. We have got to look at everything that he was doing because he's doing it for a reason. A lot of times we don't see all this in God's word, but it's still there. God is saying, everywhere I'm sending you, you can't always go with everybody. Sometimes you got to isolate yourself so you can have a private conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And even Peter, James, and John, you guys sit right here and pray. Right? I used to go out to pray for people, and I have other intercessors with me. And I said, okay, I'm going in. You guys just cover me with prayer. That means it don't take all of us to go pray for the person, but it takes all of them to pray in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Yeah. Make sure you're covered while you're releasing whatever's on that person. Come on now. Woo, God, I love you. And so while I'm trying to bring it in for a close, we see that Jesus went in there three times. Lord, if you could, let this cup pass from before me. Cause God, but not my will. Let your will be done. You know what, Father? If you could, just pass this cup. You know what, Father? But not my will. Let your will. You know why? Because my spirit still wants the will of the Lord to be done, but it doesn't mean that it feels good. Oh, my goodness. This ought to help all of us. Just because it's the will of God does not mean it's going to be easy. It does not mean it won't hurt you. It does not mean you won't suffer through it. But you're still doing the will of God.
Yes. Yes.
Come on now. I'm Amen. Suffering right now. But
mm-hmm.
I'm still doing the will of God.
Amen. Yes.
Kathy wanted to wallow in her distress. I did. I wanted to just stay there. I was so tore up. And then I'm looking at Jesus. But see, he gave me this word a couple of days ago. And I got to tell y'all this real quick because I know my time is getting short. I got to get it all in there. Last night, me and my husband, we were sitting downstairs. And he says, come on, you know, we can go upstairs and watch a Christian movie upstairs and lay down. I said, oh, yeah, we ain't did that in a while. So we come upstairs and I put on a Christian movie. And it plays, and I guess as soon as we hit the bed, we went to sleep because we ain't seen near that movie. And I opened up my eyes, and I said, is that the same movie? And I went,
no.
Well, the other folks are Caucasian. These folks is African-American. This got to be a new movie. And so I watch the movie, and then I look at the movie, and I go, hey, 2 years ago, a lady gave us tickets, and we went to see the premiere of this movie, and it was called A Question of Faith. And mm-hmm. and so I said, I've seen that movie, and now I'm looking because I'm thinking, how come I don't remember all the parts? But I kept on looking, and I kept on looking until I got to the place where Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling sorry for. I was grieved in my heart because the pastor of the church, my goodness, glory to God, the pastor of the church, he was loving on his family. He was doing all he knew how, and there was a young lady that was texting and driving and ran over his
family. Oh, yes, I saw that movie. It's a beautiful movie. Very touching.
And so the pastor, they was just, you know, besides themselves. And God had to wheel them back in.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your faith? I know you're hurting. I know you're going through. But I need you to stay with me.
Yes.
And so at the end of the day, now you know they went through because they wasn't trying to hear no faith. End of the day, God changed his heart.
Yes.
And pulled them back in. The same way Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, my soul is sorrowful. It's grieved to the point of death. I could just kill myself. Oh, this is killing me. He was so sad. Jesus was. And guess what? That's not in the Bible because Jesus was sad. That's in the Bible for us.
Yes.
He was trying to show you, if I get in this flesh, then I'm subject to what you're subject to. I feel the hurt. I feel the pain. I know what you're going through. And I'm looking at that pastor, and at the end of the day, the pastor, he says, you know what, I got to do this. He stepped down. He says, this is the young lady that had the accident and killed my son, but I forgive her. We love you. We want you to forgive yourself. And I'm looking, and I'm going, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the next thing I know, the lady, he tells his wife to start singing. She starts singing, and another young lady was sitting out there. She finishes the song, and she comes up to his mother, and she opens up her shirt so she can show the lady the mark that was on her chest to say, I got your son's heart. I said, what is going on? Because I know darn well when my JJ told me that he was donating all his organs, I about lost it. I said, no, you're not. I said, well, it's okay because I'm going to be gone. I don't know what you're going to do because I'm going first. Well, he went first a few months ago. And guess what? He donated all of his organs, and I was losing. I was like, what in the world? But I'm looking at this picture last night, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, he gave me this word 2 days ago. And Stephen tells me last night, why don't we just go watch a Christian movie? And the first one I fell asleep on, the second one happens to be the same movie that God showed me 2 years ago that I didn't get none of this out of it. But because my heart was still weighed down of everything that's been happening to me these past few months, huh? And even though I'm still getting up, preaching, encouraging others, and I'm going, Lord, your will, I know you know all things. You know what you're doing, you know. But it doesn't mean I wasn't to the point like Jesus. I was sad beyond words. And he kept saying, Jesus kept saying, not my will, but your will be done. Look at Paul. Paul said, if you could, just remove this thorn from my side. Or Jesus, if you could, just remove this thorn from my side. Lord, if you could. And he said it 3 times, just like Jesus did. And God said, no. My grace is sufficient. And when Jesus kept saying, if you could let this cup pass, guess what? God sent an angel. He said, I'm not going to let the cup pass, but I will strengthen you so you can endure this.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
God said the same thing to Kathy. Kathy, his time was up, and I know you understand all this because I know your walk with me. I had to, and I know you're angry. I know you're angry, Kathy. Okay, I know you're sad and all of this. Because I'm like, I never liked motorcycles, and I never, and I just went crazy with it. And even now, there are days when I still slip there because I'm thinking he's going to call, and he doesn't call. And I think I'm going to see him, and I don't see him. And God had gave you this message, and I'm going, what in the world? And he says, Kathy, guess who the good example is? It's you. It's not me. I'm the perfect example. But you and her and him, all of you that have been through what you've been through, all of you that have got to the point where you're so sorrowful that you're sweating blood, I can't take that from you. But I can strengthen you to endure it. I can bring you through it. I can't remove it because his time was up. And I came through this because daytime was up. Because guess what? There are no accidents with God. Okay?
That's right.
God can save anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, that young man was driving truck, and he said, Mom, you ain't going to believe what God did. Because I was coming down, and them curves were so tight, I just knew that truck was going to flip me over and over and over again. He said, Mom, I came through there. I said, Lord Jesus. And I said, what you say, son? I was so glad when he stopped driving truck. I was so glad. Now, if God brought him through that, you think he couldn't have brought him through this?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
This time was up.
Right.
And God forgave me. I just didn't know at the time. And
mm-hmm.
So right now, God is saying, for all of you that are hurting, like Jesus, so sorrowful to the point of death, that you said, I could just die. I can't take this kind of pain. And you sweating blood. And even though it just looks like you're sweating in the spirit realm, they could see the blood coming down off you. You sweating so hard. Because it's overwhelming.
Yes.
Whatever your situation is that's overwhelming you, that got mm-hmm. you so sorry for you, so sad, and you're saying, Lord, okay, Lord, I know you know what's going on. You got me, you got me. And he's saying the same thing he said to Jesus. I can't take it away, but I can strengthen you so you can endure it.
Amen.
Same thing he said to Paul. My grace mm-hmm. is sufficient. The mm-hmm. angel came to Paul and strengthened him.
Yes.
The angel went to Jesus and strengthened him. The angel went into jail while Peter was, you know, sleeping, thinking, God, you're going to do something. Angel said, hurry up, wake up. We got angels assigned to us.
Yes, we
to
do.
To help strengthen us, to help lead and guide us through
yeah.
what we're going.
Yep.
And God is saying, he's not the good example, you are. He's the perfect example. But we can be a good example
mm-hmm.
for the person that's going through and don't know God. They'll look back at you and say, wow, she just went through, he just went through, he went through, he's going through. And they still smiling and they still loving on God. And they still enduring, because at that time you look down, you see one set of footprints. Why? Because God is carrying us through.
Yes, he is.
We don't even have the strength to walk through. He has already lifted us up and he's carrying us through. And the
yes,
same way he's carrying me, he can carry you and you and you and you. Why? Because he needs you to be a good example to the world.
Yes.
To let them see, even when we suffer, even when we go through, even when this pain is unbearable, my God is still with us. And he's going to bring us through this and that and that and that. He needs you, and me to be a good example to the world of how God will strengthen and allow us to endure it. That first month he let me go through. Go ahead, stress out. Yeah, go ahead, cry it out. Go ahead, sweat it out. Okay. Go ahead, act like you're losing your mind. Go ahead, Kathy. I'm going to let you get it for a month. Then after that, I got to remove that from you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to lift you up. And I'm going to carry you until you can walk on your own again.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, why? Because I need you guys to be an example to the world of how to endure pain, how to endure suffering.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to cry. Yeah, it's not going to feel good. But you know that your God will work it out for your good. You say, wait a minute, her son is gone. How's that working out for good?
Because when I look back at all those young people that were sitting there, that church was halfway filled with young people saying, he did this for me, and he told me about God and my family and this. And I'm going, whoa, look at all the young people he influenced. And guess what they're doing? They're telling other young people. That's why God worked it out for our good. Because we understand, you know, he was on loan. That was my son, Kathy. I just lent him to you for a while.
That's right. Amen.
And he loved you, and you loved him, and y'all enjoyed. And God is saying the same thing to all of us that are going through. And guess what? Your situation might not be the same.
That's right.
Your situation may be half of what I'm going through. But guess what? It's still bringing you sorrow. It's still got tears in your eyes. It's still got you stressed out. And God is saying, if Jesus was facing death, if this one here faced the death of their child, if this one faced this, and that, trust me, God says, if you'll lean back, I'm going to lift you up and carry you through this until you get strong enough you can walk in your own strength again.
Thank you,
why?
God.
Because I want you and you and you and you and you and you, Kathy, and you, Hilda, and you, Marie, and you, Peaches, and you, I need you guys to be a good example. Jesus was a perfect example, but you guys can be a good example. Amen? God bless you.
Pastor Kathy, you could go ahead on and give the call to salvation and the benediction.
For everyone under the sound of my voice that haven't received Christ yet, it is not hard. All you have to say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I confess my sins. My goodness, forgive me, Lord God, for my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for our sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And after you pray that prayer, all you got to do is say, Father God, lead and guide me to a good household of faith that I can grow even more into the knowledge of who you are, and I can walk with you, and I can be in relationship with you, and I can fellowship with you and lead a lifestyle that is pleasing unto you, God. And it's just that easy. He'll take you in. That part is easy. The rest of it is a lifelong process. On a daily basis, you're walking out your own salvation. Yeah. Yes. You're letting God show you how to live a life that's pleasing unto him. President, yes. Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight for this word, oh God, yes. That came to encourage all of us, came yes. to remove that heaviness off of all of us, came to lift the burden, the sorrowfulness, the sadness that is within us off of all of us, oh God, because Jesus showed us when you're in this flesh, you're going to have to endure a lot, but yes. nevertheless, because you are doing the will of the Father, he has an angel right yes. by your side that's going to lead and guide you through it, that's going to strengthen you to come on through. Father God, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for loving us in spite of us. You, oh God, when we give up on ourselves, you never give up on us. You're giving us a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance. You are long-suffering. It is not your desire that any of us should perish in our sins. You want to bless us, but yes. we've got to want what you have for us. We've got to receive your son Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And Amen. As we meditate on this word and realize, no matter how sorrowful it is, you're there to help carry us through it. Until we can walk on our own. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you. At this time, I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Area code 623-271. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Well, I enjoyed it immensely, and especially when Pastor Kathy shared about her son and him donating his organs because my son is an organ recipient. He received a new liver about 2 years ago when he had liver cancer. So I know it's hard when Pastor Kathy lost her son, but he did by blessing so many others with a better chance at life, a longer life, and I know it as a mother of a son who was going to die from cancer if he didn't have a liver. So this message really was personal and touched home with me. And so I hope Pastor Kathy knows that there are many, many people out there that are recipients of the kindness of her son because of the Holy Ghost being in him and guiding him to make that decision. So it was a wonderful, inspirational message for me.
It was. Amen. Whew, very touching. Area code 864-417. God bless you, and how are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Praise God. Area code 9804. God bless you. 980-417. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Praise God. So as it was, again, a wonderful word, but a very touching word. And sometimes we don't have the words to say how we feel inside. But God knows how we're feeling. And thank you, Pastor Kathy, for that wonderful word this evening. We're truly, truly going to miss JJ immensely, and there's just no words to say how much we're going to miss him. But we know that everything happens in God's timing, and we know that one day we will see him again. Amen. Praise God. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Stay safe and bundle up because it's going to be very chilly.
God bless you guys. Love you. Have a good night.
Love you too. Good night, everyone. To God be the glory. And on that note, we are out.